And what a day that will be.
Right,
we gather around, you talk about a worship service, buddy.
Yeah.
One endless moment, thank God. We won't walk away from it saying, how long did we spend in there?
Yeah.
Is it 45 minutes or an hour? Thank God we'll be in eternity in that day. And there's no such thing as minutes. Hours do you no good in eternity. Days do you no good in eternity. Weeks, measuring sticks do you no good in eternity. It's just one endless moment, and I thank God for it. They'll not be 5 minutes ago in heaven. They'll not be 20 minutes ago in heaven. They'll not be 1,000 years ago in heaven. They'll not be 1,000,000 years ago in heaven. They'll not be billions of years ago in heaven. No, eternity is one endless moment. And I'll be glad when He steps out and says, time shall be no more. Thank God. I'm looking forward to it. I look forward to that day when I see Him face to face. I'm clothed in righteousness. Thank God. In my garment of white. Thank God. My raiment that He put on me. Thank God. On this side, He's clothed me in righteousness. He's justified me. Give me a seat in heaven. Thank God. I'm seated right now in heavenly places. I'm dead to sin, buried, raised to walk in newness of life right now. I've received the adoption of sons. I thank God that He's placed in me His Spirit whereby we cry, Abba, Father. Thank God He's my daddy. I'm glad He's my Savior and He's my love. He's the love of my life. I mean that with all my heart. I've never had much of a relationship that's lasted, if you'll say it, for years and years. I guess the longest relationship with any old gal friend I've had has been about 4 or 5 months. And never developed into much, but this relationship I ain't never been able to get away from. And I thank God for it. I thank God He loves me and He's put His love in me. And I'm crying out day by day, Daddy, 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 thank God. And I appreciate His love for me. Appreciate His mercy. I say glory to God this evening. And I say bless His holy name. And what a Savior with what a plan He's made. It is a perfect plan of salvation. I thank God that He worked it just right, that Christ came at the exact right time. Thank God that bled on the exact right date and took His blood back to the mercy seat at the exact right hour. I thank God for it. He's never missed the mark. He's never missed a date. He's never missed a plan. He's been right on time every time. Thank God He's worked everything for His glory. I love this man, thank God, called Christ Jesus. Christ Jesus is the central focus point of the universe. He is the one by whom all things were made. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him. Without Him was not anything made that was made. Thank God the world knows Him not this evening. But I'm glad to as many as would receive Him, to them gave He power to become the Son of God. I appreciate the fact that He was sitting and clothed in righteousness in the portals of glory on the throne of God, and that He came one day. Bless His name to this old dirt clod that He made, thank God. Bless His name. I appreciate the God of grace, don't you? You glad to be saved? Say amen. I appreciate this Savior, how good He is to me. I want to read a chapter, and if that's all I read, I'll just follow God this evening. Psalms 148. Psalms 148. I love this text. The Lord made this text real to me. I guess it's been probably 3-4 weeks ago, something like that. And I got to reading it, and God helped me. And so we'll read it together in our hearing. And I thank God for the Scripture that we can break it open and read. And it's meat to us. It's more than milk, thank God. It's meat. And I thank God for the Word of God. The Bible says in Psalms 148, praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord from the heavens. Praise Him in the heights. Praise ye Him, all His angels. Praise ye Him, all His hosts. Praise ye Him, sun, moon, and moon. Praise Him, all ye stars of light. Praise Him, ye heavens of heavens, and ye waters that be above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for He commanded, and they were created. He hath also established them forever and ever. He hath made a decree which shall not pass. Praise the Lord from the earth, ye dragons and all deeps. I want to thank God that not only can we praise Him on earth, but thank God there's hosts of created things in the heavens that's praising Him right now, thank God. Praise ye, ye dragons and all deeps, fire and hail and snow and vapor, thank God. This rain out here tonight, it's bringing praise to God. I thank God for that. And verse 8 says, stormy wind fulfilling His word. Ain't that something? Thank God the fire fell on Elijah, the great wind, those things that God did on that mount that God led the man of God to. But God was not, thank God, in the loud things. He was in the still small voice. Thank God today. The wind fulfills the Word of God. I'm also reminded that the wind bloweth where it listeth tonight.
Amen.
Thou cannot tell whether it cometh or whether it goeth, but it does its work, thank God, tonight. The stormy wind fulfilling His Word. Verse 9, mountains and all hills, fruitful trees and all cedars, beasts and all cattle, creeping things and flying fowl, kings of the earth and all people, princes and all judges of the earth, both young men and maidens, old men and children. That's me and you tonight. Thank God. Let them praise the name of the Lord. For His name alone is excellent. And His glory is above the earth and heaven. Thank God for God's glory tonight. I thank God for it, don't you? Bless His name. If I was to preach something tonight, I was coming with this thought simply on the glory of God. Now tonight it's hard to exactly explain what the glory of God is. And I'm not talking about the Shekinah glory. I'm not talking about the manifested glory of God that we even sense in a service. I'm not talking about us even giving glory to God, but I'm talking about the central theme of the glory of God. Ephesians chapter number 1 says this in verse number 11, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of Him which who worketh all things after the counsel of His own will, that we should be to the praise of His glory. Thank God. 1 Thessalonians chapter number 2 and verse number 12. And that ye would walk worthy of God who hath called you unto His kingdom and glory. Ain't that something? Thank God. In Psalms 148 and 13 says, for His name alone is excellent. His glory is above the earth. I'm talking about the glory of God tonight. Thank God. Also, the Word of God says, the heavens declare His glory. I was talking with young Levi back there a moment ago, and I asked him, Brother Andrew had told me that he was interested in astronomy, the study of the heavens, of the stars, and the galaxies and the universes. Do you realize tonight that when you look up to the sky, that never ends tonight? There's billions on top of billions, on top of billions, on top of trillions, on top of trillions of stars that God just said, let there be. And there was. Thank God, and light came forth from those stars. God said, let there be light. Light travels at 186,000 miles a second. Thank God. And when God said, let there be light, thank God there was light coming out of God's mouth. 186,000 miles a second. The largest galaxy that we can find is millions of light years away. 200 and some odd million light years away. A light year, I've read this, that it that like we've heard before, but Andrew, a foot does you no good when measuring in space. Thank God, a mile does you no good when measuring in space. Yards do you no good. We have to use something called the light year. Thank God, the light year is the speed of light. night, traveling for one solid year. So that's 365 days every second of the day, going 186,000 miles a second. That's a long way out yonder. Thank God. Bless His name. And somewhere around 200 and some odd light years away, 200 and some odd million light years away, is a galaxy that's the largest spiral galaxy in our universe. Now we live in the Milky Way galaxy, and we've got our little solar system right here, you know, the sun, the moon, Pluto, Neptune. Of course, they took planet status away from Pluto, but God still knows where it's at. Thank God, and He made it. Bless His name. Venus, Saturn, all these beautiful planets, Uranus, all these beautiful planets that God created. Why are they there, Brother Jay? To give honor and glory and praise to God. To praise His glory. Thank God. Oh, bless His name. Some of the most largest, beautiful things in the universe are just dangling out yonder. And God put them out yonder, and they constantly give praise to God. Thank God. The Word of God turns its attention to earth and says, praise ye Him, ye dragons, and all deeps, fire and hail, snow and vapor, stormy wind, fulfilling His Word, and mountains and all hills, fruitful trees and all cedars, beast and all cattle, creeping things and flying fowl. Everything that God has created gives glory to Him. There's something called a fairy fly, and it's the smallest known beast that there is. Thank God. And it's so small that it could thread a needle. Thank God. And fly through the center of a needle. Its food is the eggs of other insects. That's amazing to me. But God created the fairy fly. Thank God for His glory. Bless His good name. Every creeping fowl, everything that there is, the snakes creeping, the ants creeping outside. Thank God, the moths, the birds, the doves, the eagles. Thank God, the wind, the hail, the fire, the storms, the vapor. Thank God, the fog is giving praise and homage to God. Thank God. And you think that this show's about you? You think that it's about you? No, this thing's about God tonight. It's about His glory, and it's about His praise. We try to bring God down to man's level, but you'll never do it, buddy. He sits tonight as we breathe on the throne of God, but Andrew, high and lifted up. Isaiah said in the year that King Uzziah died, thank God, of the temple, the smoke filled the temple. Thank God, and he saw cherubims. With twain they did fly. With twain they covered their face. With twain they walked. Thank God. And they ceased not crying, holy, holy, holy. Thank God, the whole earth is full of Thy glory. Thank God tonight. Everything that God created, He created for His glory. Everything that God spoke into existence, He spoke it in for His glory. But tonight, thank God, and before you ever knew that you was conceived in your mother's womb, He knew where you were, and He knew you, and He knew your personality. He knew what you'd go through in life, and He's worked it out that you'd be sitting in this old time Baptist church to get something from God for help for your soul, so that it might bring honor and glory to Him. Woo! Hallelujah! Well, glory to God. And if I can be an instrument, Brother Andrew, of His glory, if I can be an instrument of His praise, God, work through me to bring glory to yourself. Thank God, we try to make it about us, don't we? When in all reality, it's all about God. It's all about Christ, you see. See, it pleased God that in Christ should all fullness dwell of the Godhead bodily. See, God and Jesus and the Holy Ghost is wrapped up in one person, Jesus Christ. Thank God. These three are one. And that pleased God, Brother Andrew. And Jesus is no less God than God is Jesus, thank God. Thank God. And when He came, He was still sitting on His throne. Bless His good name. As He healed the blind, touched the sick, give hearing to the deaf, thank God. Raised the dead, thank God, from the grave wherein they were. Thank God. He looked at Lazarus and said, "Roll the stone." He said, looked at him, said, "Roll the stone away." Thank God, they did. And He said, "Lazarus, come forth." Thank God. What was that? That was a testimony of His glory. Thank God. When He raised Jesse's daughter, thank God, from the dead. Oh yes. Oh, bless His name. That was to glorify God. He said, "Lord, You sent here me here for Your glory. Now glorify me." Thank God. On the Mount of Transfiguration, God said, "Amen." Thank God. Bless His name. Peter said, "It's good for us to be here. Let us build three temples. One for the two men of God and one for Christ." Jesus looked at them. And no doubt in his heart, "Peter, you don't know what you're talking about. Thank God, Moses ain't worthy of the glory. Elijah ain't worthy of the glory." The central theme, who stood in the midst, was Jesus Christ. And He deserves the glory tonight. Thank God. Oh yes, His glory is above the earth. Bless His name. So what is His glory? How do you describe His glory? It's what exudes from Him. It's His infinite worth in the universe. Going public, thank God. So when the Bible says that the heavens declare Thy glory, when you look up and you see amazing sights, when you see amazing pictures that the Hubble is sending back to us, a gas that spans for light years out in the deep sectors of the universe, and you see moons that are thousands of times the size of the earth, Brother Andrew, and stars that are so much bigger than us, we're not even the central point of our own solar system. We're not even the central point of our own galaxy. And just a wake-up call tonight, we're not the central point of our universe, but there's a Savior that sits at the right end of the throne of God, and He's come tonight to this community, inside this church, to call your name by person, thank God. Bless His name. What a Savior, I say. And I say, "Lord God, use my life for Your glory." When I wake up, "Oh, preacher, use me for Your glory, Lord. Use me for Your glory." When I go to sleep, "God, use me for Your glory." That's it tonight. Thank God. I appreciate Him. Oh, no wonder the psalmist said, "What is man that Thou art mindful of him?" Oh, yes. Just a vapor, which today is, thank God, we're like the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is cast in the oven. And these little tweety birds out here that are singing the praises of God, He's feeding them. Thank God. I'm talking about the God of the universe. Thank God that sits on His throne right now and is orchestrating from His throne the issues of man. Thank God this same God's feeding the birds. Thank God. And He said, "If I'll take care of the fowl of the air," He said, "look at the lily." He said, "It toils not, neither does it spin. I'll take care of you for my glory." Thank God. Bless His name. Well, I'm grateful for the glory of God. He works all things after the counsel of His own will tonight. So instead of making things about us and saying, "Well, preacher, I'm in need of this," I understand that. And God understands that most of all. Thank God. But understand here, our existence is not for us tonight. It's for the glory of God. And God glorified Himself through His Son, Christ Jesus. Thank God. And as the dove fell from heaven, John was baptizing Christ. He said, "This is my beloved Son in whom I am not just pleased, but well pleased. Thank God. Hear ye Him. Bless His name. I appreciate this Savior, don't you, brother?
Amen.
And that He counted me apart to give honor and glory to Himself. What a life. I'm talking about a dream life. See, the stars in Hollywood don't shine as bright as the stars in the universe. Oh, thank God tonight. You see, this is just a little old dirt clod. And we take the glory of man and try to... A Tom Cruise and that outfit of Scientologists, they say and they preach and they teach in Scientology that you are your own God. You determine your own path. There's large amounts of people who gather on the banks of the shores every morning and scream out from the top of their lungs, I am God, I am God, I am God. But the ones that's controlling, the one that's controlling the oxygen cells that come into their lungs, and there's the one that controls the carbon, the dioxide that they breathe out, the one that's causing their heart to beat, the one that's causing them to have the sense of touch, the one that's allowing them to see the sunrise, thank God, with their pupils, and allowing them to dilate, the one who has the very hairs of their heads numbered. He's the one that's God tonight, and He deserves glory out of our life. And if you'll come to Him tonight, I believe He'll use you for His glory tonight. Oh, I had a desire, Brother Hyatt. I'm telling you the truth now, preacher. And God had done a work on that Sunday that I stopped in here. I stopped in a few months ago. And I was on my way out to the coast to work. And I stopped in. And I had a desire. And God had just touched me that morning. And I was thanking God, rejoicing all the way out here. And I wanted to be a businessman. And I wanted to, work my own business and work my own company and make money. And how about that, a preacher? Yeah, a preacher. I wanted to make money and take out a mortgage and get married and have two kids and two cars. And that's what I wanted. And just preach whenever God would open the door. And I'm still just preaching when God ever opens the door. That's the only way I can preach is when He opens the door. But I'm telling you this tonight. God, thank God, showed me by His matchless, marvelous, sovereign grace that He has called me to the praise of His glory. I have no other purpose but to glorify God. Thank God, and if I rely on this sovereign God who flung the stars by the spoken word to work in me, He will bring glory to Himself. Thank God. There's no way God can't get glory tonight. You can either buck against Him or go against God, or thank God you can love up on Him and say, God, use me. But He will get glory, thank God. That's what He will not be robbed of. And I'm glad I serve the God of the universe tonight. Not just the God of heaven, not just the God of the earth, but God of the universe tonight. He controls all things. Do you know Him tonight?
Amen.
As we stand, preacher, you come on. Thank you for your attention.